WTOP News Time 2:21.
More than 9,000 of your neighbors are planning on taking a trip somewhere over the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend. But if you've got no plans and suddenly find you do want to take a trip, are there any deals left out there?
And while we're at it, how about later in the summer? Lots to talk about with Peter Greenberg, CBS News travel editor. Peter, good to have you once again.
And happy to be with you guys. You know, it's time to be a contrarian traveler and realize that you don't have to go where everybody else goes, and you can still get away without having to mortgage your house.
Well, where do we start with that since Memorial Day is less than a week away?
Well, Memorial Day, of course, is the road trip, and you can do a lot of places in one tank of gas or less, not far from the Washington, D.C. area, without having to go to Rehoboth and without having to do the normal jaunts. But most importantly is to think beyond that, and because anybody can do those one-tank trips. And that is, where are you going to go in the summer when everybody is really crowding everywhere else, especially the roads? And that is to go to the alternate locations. In fact, I just did a piece on this, which will be airing this Saturday on CBS, if you watch CBS this morning on Saturday. But let's start with, everybody wants to go to Napa, right, for the wine. You don't go to Napa. You go to the state of Washington. People don't remember that Washington is the number two producing wine state in America. And it's got over 800 wineries, and within about a 2 or 3 hour drive from Seattle, you got 150 of them. So it's great.
And so, with your car, as you're saying, you can go anywhere last minute. But what about a place to rest your head at night? Any tips on last minute bookings for a motel or hotel?
Sure. What you do is it's not just a question of the rate. This is where people make mistakes. Yes, you want to get the best rate you can, but you have to ask. That's just when the conversation starts. It doesn't when it's ending. Here's what you do. You don't just say, okay, we've got a great deal at $100 a night. Then you ask, hey, listen, can my kids stay free? Can they eat free? Will you throw in free parking? This is not, you'll never get those answers on the web. You got to have a conversation with a human being on the phone and get their first and last name when you confirm it, because you'll save a lot of money.
How willing are these hotels to give you that kind of deal?
They are willing because it's a highly competitive environment. Since the 2008 financial debacle, we've seen a huge growth in hotel building. More rooms are added, which means they've got more inventory. And an unsold hotel room is revenue they'll never recoup once the sun rises.
And how about for trips later in the summer? There are still seats on airplanes, I imagine, but the prices are, I assume, inching upward.
Oh, you assume correctly. They're not inching at all. They're soaring upward. Airfares this summer are up about 14% over last year. That's huge. So once again, you don't necessarily have to fly. You know what the fastest growing form of transportation is in the United States right now?
What's that?
Want to guess?
Yeah, train.
Skateboarding.
I'll say train.
Train.
Okay, wrong on all counts.
Okay.
It's intercity bus lines.
Huh.
Believe it or not, there are over 3,000 intercity bus lines in America now. It's not just Greyhound, and it's not just, you know, Megabus and Bolt Bus, but let's just talk about the Washington, D.C. area alone. You know that the Delta Shuttle, the other day I priced out the Delta Shuttle from New York to Washington, it was almost $700 round trip. The Acela, which is our excuse for a high-speed train, was over $300. Even the Washington regional trains were $154. The bus was $20. That's a 30-to-1 disparity, a differential between the air and the bus. You know what? That's affordable.
All right, Peter, thank you so much. Happy travels to you.
You got it, guys.
That's Peter Greenberg. He is the travel editor for CBS News.